Talk to me.
Welcome back to On the Homestretch with your host, Debbie Allen.
I invite you to check us out on the web at onthehomestretch.com. That's onthehomestretch.com. A lot of good information there. Of course, this is a show about making the second half of your life better than the first. If you need some help, maybe you're stuck in decisions or you have some questions, need some counseling, around here you can check out the Gilead Center of Middle Tennessee. They're a primary care clinic for people who suffer with mental illness or chemical dependency. They integrate care and address the physical, mental, and emotional sides of everything. You can go to GileadTN.com to learn more. That's GileadTN.com to learn more. Well, we're back with Jimmy Carter. I said he kind of favors Dr. Phil. You do? Do a lot of people
He's
tell you that?
He's a little bit, yeah. If you, on my, there's probably something on my website, the still picture. Yeah, we pretty much are the same height. He's a little heavier than me, maybe. He dyes his mustache and the sides of his hair, which I won't do. But yeah, it's, we're similar.
That's right. Yeah.
And I enjoy, I like his act. You know, he seems to know it all sometimes. And I feel like I feel that way sometimes as a dad and a teacher. Because I do teach at Belmont University, and I'm very proud of that, and created a couple of classes 15 years ago.
So
I teach music business.
Oh.
I teach PR in the music industry. I've taught artist management, taught a class called, still do, electronic media in the music industry, where I'm teaching these people who are going to be in the music business about television, radio, film, internet, and that kind of thing.
Nice. You've already been awarded. You've only been a teacher for a couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, I was gotten Who's Who in America's Teachers. I'm really proud of that because I wanted to be – I remember how important my really good teachers were. The really good ones are just – life changers. And I wanted the teachers that were real, you know, people who've actually gone out and done some of this stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
a lot of times
and I thought
you
that
get
was really important.
Teachers who can teach but they have never done.
Right. And in my case, and all these things I had done. And so I was able to bring in, I brought in Peter Noon, one of Herman's Hermits, to talk to my class because he's a friend of mine that I've befriended over the years. And I brought in several other people, you know, that live around here, Felix Cavallari of the Rascals.
Sure, we interviewed
you know,
him.
Works
he's
out in this building
guy.
Sometimes. Uh-huh. And, you know, those people, I've been really fortunate to know a lot of neat people.
Yeah, so any kids that you want to keep your eye on that you feel like will be the next Katie Couric? Or...
I've got a lot of people that are behind-the-scenes people. One of them that's running Tim McGraw's RPM management is kind of behind-the-scenes there. They're starting to, you know, get up in 5 and 10 years experience. They're kind of leaders in the industry around here, so it's going to be pretty exciting to see how they
do. And is that okay if somebody knocks you off the top of the heap and
takes over your job? Yeah, they can have most of my job most of the time. But, yeah, I mean, this job, always someone's out there, as you know, that wants your job, and you just got to be better than anybody else doing what you do. And I've created a niche for myself. I think I'm rather unique. So someone else can – there's a lot of people that do what I do, but they don't do it like I do it. You know, and that's been sort of the secret of it is to – find something you do that you're not doing just for money, but you can't be stupid and not do things for money. After a while, you need to get the message that someday you're not going to get paid for this. You need to go get a job, which a lot of people can't get the message of around here. They want to be songwriters till they're 70. But, you know, you don't let the money lead your decision-making. Do it because you like it. Do a job because it's fun, and you'd do it if you were a millionaire. You'd still do the job. And that's kind of how
it is. Are there ever times, though, as a 50-some-year-old man that you're, you know, everybody thinks this job is so glamorous, and yet there are a lot of parts of it that aren't glamorous, and you have to wait around
for the celebrities. Getting out of bed at 4 o'clock in the morning and going on the air at 5 and being chipper. No one in my family can do it. I don't drink coffee. I don't smoke cigarettes. So I just get up out of bed, and I look over some stuff and go to talking. And it's tough.
Yeah.
And that's not pretty on some days when you got a sore throat.
And some days you're standing out in the rain waiting for the perfect interview.
That is stupid. Yeah, that is really. I didn't do a lot of that. Thank God I was in management when I had to do it. I did some of it because I had to cover the CMAs here one year in a torrential rainstorm with, you know, power zipping over my head and, you know, getting ready to do a live shot when there was lightning over there and we were already on and we weren't supposed to be on. Yeah, you can almost die doing this job a number of different times and it's pretty stupid.
Have you ever had any on-camera meltdowns like Bruce Almighty? You know,
knock on wood, let's not do that. I broke up laughing once on the radio and couldn't stop and my boss heard me, but I really couldn't stop.
What happened? What were you laughing
about? I don't
know.
It was just somehow you get exhausted and it just got silly. And I was doing a live radio newscast.
It's like laughing at a funeral when
But I mean, I just got laughing and laughing and laughing. I mean, I've had people take off their clothes in front of me in the other room to try to break me up, and it didn't do it. I mean, it didn't break
me
up.
That's happened to me, too.
But, you know, people, you wouldn't know it. That's in radio. And then in television, you know, it's just a wonder that we get on and off the air. And being on national television, I was on the national network for 17, 18 years with Crook and Chase, Charlie and Lori Ann, and we had everything in the world. I mean, I used to dress up in costumes. I went out in a dress. I don't look good. Thank God I'm a man. I didn't look good in a miniskirt. But
why
I mean,
did you dress
I,
up in costumes?
Just for whatever, just to be stupid. I mean, I was Darth Vader one day. I dressed up any kind of anything that you can imagine. I was Howard Stern. I did that on our syndicated show. I mean, I did, you know, Hollywood makeup people would make me up just to do something different because no one else ever did that before.
What celebrity is the biggest cut-up that you've been around?
Robin Williams. He's been so much fun to interview over the years and learn how. We were seeing each other. It seemed like he had a lot of movies coming out in the 80s. One time I went behind him. We used to do Ernest Angley. Heel, put your hand on the radio. And he was at the Hertz Rent-A-Car counter, and he was in front of me, and he didn't know I was behind me. And I just started talking, this man in front of me is a sinner. He is a sinner. He's going to hey-o. And I saw his shoulders tense up. Excuse me. His shoulders all tensed up. And then he turned around, looked at me, it was me, and he'd about kill me. But it was very funny. I scared him to death.
He's a wild man. It's like there are certain people like that. Do you wish that all people would just be real with you? Are there some people that just can't get real and like their act always has to go on?
Well, there's some people that are
just be natural.
Tommy Lee Jones is the really worst one of all.
Oh, really?
He's one of the greatest. One of the greatest actors. I don't take anything away from that. Yeah. But as a human being, ugh.
He won't talk.
No,
he just won't be real.
Alec Baldwin is pompous. You know, I mean. He doesn't.
He comes
I don't
off
know.
Pompous.
I don't know why he is that way. You know, some people are just. Mel Gibson is an interesting, complicated man, troubled guy. I've always liked him a lot,
Me too.
I still do. But he's, you know, got issues. Kevin Costner's
got a hot flash when I was interviewing him once, and oh my gosh, that was during
see
the
Braveheart
days.
I mean, there are some of these guys that I can definitely see what the women see. I mean, I was very lucky to be at the Indianapolis race with Paul Newman. And I never talked to him about movies because he wouldn't let you. You know, I mean, you were told he didn't do autographs, he didn't talk. But I could look at him, and Patricia Neal told me once that she was always in love with him because of his eyes.
Oh, yeah.
And his eyes were very blue. Mel Gibson's eyes were very blue. And I could see where women would melt, you know, with some of these guys because they're just, you know, they're man's men. Connery was my favorite, though. I got to walk through Alcatraz with him once. I gave him some exploding golf balls once. And he remembered me for that. And I never was. And that's really probably something that people should do, give gifts to people sometimes. But I'm not the best at that. But I gave him some exploding golf balls. And he remembered me. And I waved at him. He said, there's the guy that gave me the exploding golf balls. Come here. And he grabbed me up and he put me in his golf cart. And we went up the hill at Alcatraz and walked through Alcatraz together. And he just thought I was just the coolest thing in the world. Later, I saw him in Scotland with my daughter, and he just was so sweet to her and gave her just a ton of attention. She was about 8 or 9 at the time. She said, Daddy, he likes me more than you.
Aww.
You know, so I was really lucky to be able to take my kids to things like High School Musical and have them meet Sean Connery. And Arnold Schwarzenegger bought my oldest daughter birthday at the Planet Hollywood in Orange County once. I mean, things like that. You know, I was really glad that I was able to give that to my kids.
What are things, I know what you're saying. One time I got to take my little one, both little ones, to see Garth Brooks. And we had an interview with Garth. And then all of a sudden, Garth was looking through his pockets for some change to buy a Coke. And my little one, Kevin, goes, here, Garth, here's a quarter.
Yeah.
And I was like, here, he's given a quarter to the richest man at that time.
That's
probably.
Right.
I mean, he was.
That's sweet. He probably, that's good.
That's very sweet.
And Taylor Swift is very good about that, too.
What kinds of things did your kids learn? Do you think by hanging out with some of these people?
Boy, my kids learn. I don't know. I mean, because they obviously didn't want to try to go where I was, and they didn't want to be on television, and they didn't want to be on the radio. My 11-year-old, we'll see if she does that. She may be the ham, but I don't know. I think I scared them to death, you know, with being able to do that and, you know, being all the places. You know, I took them to Paris with me to go interview Meg Ryan, and I took my 11-year-old at the time to Scotland to see Sean Connery. And you know, I took him to Disneyland when it closed Disneyland for a private party. And,
cool.
You know, it's just neat. And those things, you can't put a price value on that. And I'll
did you
always
ever date?
Have
I know
memories.
you had one marriage that failed, right? And so then during that time, then when you were single, did you date some of the Hollywood
stars? I dated
a
few that were not necessarily the big hot ones, but I dated a few that were on their way up and some that are still around. And that was interesting. I don't see how some people get together with those kind of folks. It would be a race to see who stands in the mirror of the front the longest. You know, actresses are. People who are in the business are pretty selfish people at the end of the day because it is really all about them. They're what it's about. And they have a hard time
so
sharing that.
So how have some of them then risen above? To me, like a Meryl Streep.
Mm.
And she's, you know, a Sissy Spacek. They've had long-time marriages. They've been out there.
They stayed out of Hollywood
so
for one thing. With those two people, they live in the Northeast. Part of it's not getting and staying in the Hollywood sewer out there. Ron Howard got out of there.
It'll mess your heart.
You know, Kurt Russell's a man's man. He lives in Colorado. Harrison Ford pretty much stayed out of it, lives up in wherever he lives, Montana, Wyoming. That's one secret.
Yeah, you mentioned Ron Howard, right?
Ron Howard.
What a great guy.
He lives up pretty much Long Island. He's gotten a little politically wacky in the last few years, but overall, he kept it together for a child star.
Tom Hanks, still a great guy.
Another one, I haven't quite figured out how these people with Middle Western values get so liberal, but they do. And that's always been a little interesting to me to see. I don't know if it's out of guilt that they feel like they ought to be on that side because they've been so lucky in their lives. I'm still trying to sort that one out.
Does it bother you that they're held up in such high esteem in our society that athletes and celebrities?
Oh, yeah, we're so mixed
up. Are you tired of that?
One thing I learned through covering news that my brother was a West Point graduate, soldiers. I hung around with more firemen than I ever did anybody else just about coming up of how great they are and some of the things they do. Policemen, teachers. I've learned that teaching doesn't pay anything, and they should be the most beloved and taken care of when we don't treat them that way. So I don't know how we got all mixed up on football players, actors, and all that, but we need to be focusing on the teachers, the cops, the firefighters, and the soldiers.
Yeah. Now, you're a teacher. What do you tell your kids? How much is luck and how much is persistence?
You make your own luck. But it's like a girl waiting for somebody, a good-looking guy to come over. He ain't coming over, so you better go out there and see him. Opportunity doesn't knock on your door. You get out there and do it. I won $10,000 in the Florida lottery once because I bought a ticket. I had to make that move to buy a ticket in order to win. If I hadn't bought the ticket, I would never have won. And if you're persistent, if the front door is closed, you go to the back door. If the back door is closed, you go through the window. If the window is closed, you go through this chimney. You know it's not something in your vocabulary. Oh, my Lord. Sean Connery was one I never thought I would get, and I've gotten him a number of times. And he's very sweet. He's very, very, he's very light and light. I like that guy. Although I'm doing Jimmy Stewart. I will never be eventually. Whatever happened to Jimmy Stewart? Let me say this about Richard Nixon. Find out more about Jimmy Carter
by going to the web at AskJimmyCarter.com. Jimmy, you got to come back. I'm Jimmy Allen. Thanks for listening to On the Home Stretch. We'll be right back.
At Dental Bliss, it's like not going to a dentist's office. It's amazing.
That's Joe Cottle, a guest at the Dental Bliss in Franklin. Dr. Randall Gardner.
Had you rather be a guest or a patient? I think most people will take guests, and that's exactly why we do it, because we want folks to come to see us to feel like they're going to do whatever it takes to make you happy. Call us, 794-8810, or you can go to our website, dentalbliss.com.
Come and let us fool you at the Dental Bliss Spa in Franklin.
Introducing NoMoreWebmasters.com. That's right. No middleman, no expensive fees to pay. You build your own website choosing from over 100 templates, even if you have never built a website in your life. At NoMoreWebmasters.com, it's easy. Reserve your own domain name for only $7.85 for 1 year. If you want NoMoreWebmasters.com to host your site, hosting for a basic 5-page website is only $4.95 a month. Advanced e-commerce sites are available as well. NoMoreWebmasters.com can help you do it all yourself with simple point-and-click directions. No programs to learn or download. It's fun and easy. For business or for pleasure, your own website hosted for just $4.95 a month and a domain name for $7.85 a year. The name says it all, NoMoreWebmasters.com. Log on now to choose your own domain name. NoMoreWebmasters.com, your one-stop shopping on the Internet place.
Did you hear the news? The war is over and Blu-ray is the winner. So next time you head to your favorite computer and electronics store, rush over to the Philips Lite-On section for the best quality Blu-ray products. The partnership between Philips and Lite-On, or PLDS as I like to call them, assures you of the best of the best. PLDS offers a great selection of Blu-ray products to satisfy all your consumer needs. To learn more about PLDS, visit them at www.lightonamericas.com.
If you pay for packaging materials, we have a great way to save you money each month. Produce your own packaging supplies. You heard right. Stop buying bubble wrap and peanuts and start making your own bubble wrap with the new Bubble Pack machine. It fits on a tabletop and produces 6 different bubble wrap sizes with the push of a button. See for yourself with our streaming video at bubblepackmachine.com and use our new cost savings calculator. Just enter in how much packaging material you purchase each month and what you pay per item, and the cost savings calculator will show you how much of your own money you'll be keeping each month. In addition to the cost savings, we can also save you time and storage space. No need to waste valuable storage space on bulky packaging material. Many of our clients thank us for giving them their garage back. See for yourself. Log on to bubblepackmachine.com. Bubblepackmachine.com.